Stephanie Gottesman, Tracy Henning Kohlberg, welcome.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Hi, Julia. Thank you.
Hi.
Now, your podcasts, Women Are Fort Wayne, take a creative look at issues we all face. Congratulations on this whole thing. Real briefly, what is your mission here?
Women Are Fort Wayne is a project that highlights the amazing things that women are accomplishing in this city and builds bridges between different pockets of community that might not otherwise have an opportunity to learn what the others are doing.
It does sound very, very natural. Is that a fair assessment, Tracy?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie is great at doing this. She has the best viewpoint on the people to find and the topics that she brings out.
Well, let's walk through your procedure. Podcasts are trending now. How are they working for you, that format?
I love it.
I love it, too. It's been really exciting working in it.
It's a new enough of a field, you can kind of set your own standards, parameters, borders, boundaries, anything you want to say,
Yes. But
you don't find it inhibiting in any way?
It gives us a lot of freedom.
Yeah.
We get to explore the topics we want to explore. We can have a longer format, which in my opinion gives us the time to have a longer and deeper conversation. And the podcasting community is really, really wonderful and supportive.
That's another good timing on your part. Now, what is your exact division of labor in this dynamic duo?
For the two of us, Stephanie is our front runner, I would say. She's the first point of contact for every guest. She's always open to meeting new people. My role is to help us sound good.
And she does an incredible job at it.
Thank you. I have no formal training.
Neither do I.
Well, now you brought up my next question. What skill sets do you bring with you to this table?
Well, for everything you say about not having background and formal training, I would say that the amount of podcasts you have listened to gives you a formal training.
Yeah, I have thousands of hours logged listening to podcasts at this time. Like, I started listening to them back in 2012 and became mildly obsessed. And so I wanted something that felt important and really highlighted issues that need to be heard. And this project, especially like a leaping off project for what we plan to do in the future, has been ideal for that.
And we do both have a background in entrepreneurship. So we were looking for an opportunity to work on something together, to have something that we could work on to better our lives and also to better our community and our world.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like then really, really good timing all the way around.
Completely.
Yes.
Now, content-wise, well, the sky is the limit on current issues. Plenty of them, plenty of really, really good ones. So how do you choose what you're going to do?
So this has been the most delightful set of breadcrumbs I have ever followed since I came up with the concept. Every person that I talk to has a few names that they recommend that just creates this growing list. The things that I focus on when I'm trying to decide who I'm going to talk to next is that I really want a diverse group of women. Diverse in background, diverse in age, diverse in race, in religion, in even gender identity, as long as they in some way relate to the experience of being women. I want it to be inclusive. That's really important to me. So when I'm looking at my list, I'll take a look at who I have coming up and where the holes are. And then I take my list out, my master list, and see what names are on there that I haven't gotten to connect with yet and reach out to them. I usually have somebody that helps me connect to them. And sometimes I do actually just cold call people, which is really scary, but it's never gone poorly. And everybody I've connected with has been so inspiring and so excited to be part of the project.
Would you say it's get a good topic and the interviewees will follow then so far?
In a few cases, it's been a little bit of both. In some cases, I've had four or five people say, you need to talk to this woman. And I am like, okay, so why are all of these people telling me that I should talk to you? What's your story? And then in a couple of other situations, like Jody Lehman is a great example. I wanted to have somebody on to talk about environmental issues. And she actually commented on one of my social media posts, specifically wanting to talk about environmental issues. So that was definitely one where I had the topic in mind and somebody showed up for it.
Fantastic. And okay, again, you're the front woman. By the same token, Tracy, you're back there and you have to know what you need on that recording to get your whole podcast going on. What guides these conversations once you've got your interviewee there and you're at it?
I would say Stephanie does a really good job of organizing the interview ahead of time. She always has a list of questions and gets those to our guest before they arrive. I would also say that the way that Stephanie records is perfect. Everything she does makes it easier to edit and pull things together.
Good for you for that. And also, you brought the project through the summer in a weekly format.
We did.
We did.
Now that you've regrouped and you are ready to go forward, you are going forward. Are we still doing the weekly format in 2020?
We hope to someday maybe get back to doing a weekly podcast. For now, we're backing off and doing it every other week.
Yeah.
And that feels like maybe a little bit more sane of a pace to be working at.
By comparison. Only, but that's still quite a goal that you've set for yourselves, mm-hmm. and good for you to keep it fresh that way and keep it going, because you've got supply and demand and people are going to want to hear this. Who is your audience? And as a matter of fact, is it the same as your initial visualization of who is your audience?
Actually, no. There have been some things that have surprised us. Our audience is majority women, obviously, but we do have a very loyal and devoted group of men that listen and call in for shout outs and give us support in other ways.
Great.
I also very much expected, since this is a local project, that our audience was going to be local. And while our majority of listeners are Fort Wayne based, we actually have listeners in 36 different states and 12 different countries. That blew my mind. I was not expecting to have that kind
of... That is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's been really incredible seeing how much support is pouring in from other places.
Have you figured out why and how they found you?
I know a few stories. I don't know all the stories, but for the most part, it seems to be people that are connected to guests who maybe were born here, maybe not, but they have some connection to Fort Wayne through somebody that's been on the show. And they find it through social media and listen. And sometimes they just listen to that episode. Sometimes they listen to more.
Now, as regards social media, I am kind of curious, what does social media do for your cause?
Oh, man. It does a lot for our cause. Our episodes get around 150 people that listen to a specific episode right now. Our social media following is many times that. We have actually close to 800 followers. What happens is that we have a guest on from one part of the city. All of her friends and connections find out about it, listen to that episode, subscribe, and follow us on social media. Now they have some gateway into that entire pocket of community because they've followed us on social media. So social media has really been the way that we've grown this network and the way that we're starting to see the bridges between communities being built. We're excited to use it down the line to start actually hosting events.
And by the way, is there a flip side to the whole social media thing? Is there too much of a good thing or not enough there or anything like that?
No, we haven't had any negative experiences on social media. I would say that the flip side, if there is one, is that social media in general is getting a little bit of negative press right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen a number of people that I'm close with move away from using it at all, which is something that would be difficult for us because it has been a huge tool for us to market the project.
And you're looking to brand your product as much all-female as you can, of course, and that includes right down to the theme music. How's that working for you?
It's been really exciting. We end each episode with a song by a local musician. So getting to know the women in the local music scene has been really quite lovely. There's a lot of amazing women here doing a lot of cool things.
And aren't you glad your podcast is all about that?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, with this format and procedure in order, going forward, what are your medium and long-term plans?
So I laugh because my initial reaction to this is global change through podcast. That sounds...
Good for you, Tracy.
We don't dream small.
No, we don't.
And one of the things that really drew me to podcasting is the fact that you can create your own platform to be able to do what you want with it. Something that I heard on another platform was the statement, we need more progressive, aggressive media outlets. And I love the idea that that's what we're in the process of building, is a place for voices that don't get heard often enough, but need to be heard. To be able to just sit down with a couple microphones and recording software equipment and just make it happen, it's an incredible experience.
So in the medium term, what we're hoping to do next, we want to expand to hosting events where we bring these pockets of community together. One of the things that we love about this is that it's not just one type of woman.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just career women. It's not just mothers. It's not just a particular age group. It's women of a city coming together to talk about the experience of being women. So we want to host events. And we also are hoping within the next year or so to start expanding the project to other cities. Then there might be a Women Are Cincinnati or a Women Are Los Angeles, and see where that could take us.
You're right. It's wise to dream big. I like the way you dream, and I also like the way you work, and if anybody's going to be able to do it, it's you too.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, and before I let you go, it is really obvious what this kind of an offering can and will do for everyone, especially women in a community like ours. From your hearts now, what does it do for the two of you?
It provides sanity and hope. Being a part of what this is doing has changed my life, and I don't say that lightly, but just our first season alone covered so many people and topics that actually I've begun incorporating into my daily life and into my daily speech even. I feel like there's nothing but benefit from what we're doing. And that is what I want to provide through what we're doing. And it's a love letter to Fort Wayne in so many ways.
Lovely, Tracy.
Thanks.
What about you, Stephanie?
As somebody who is relatively new to this city and who has not had the benefit of watching the last several decades unfold in this city, getting to know the city through this project has made me go from the initial infatuation of a new place to deeply, deeply loving it here and being incredibly excited to witness where this city is headed. Before I did this project, I spent a lot of time on social media being the social media activist, and I wanted to do something that was real. I wanted to do something that I felt was actually making a difference and helping people's voices get heard. Having the outlet to do that has been absolutely incredible and does give me hope. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the right word for it.
Agreed.
And getting to be part of a team with Tracy and with Steve Tyler and Adam Blackburn and everybody else that has touched this project has really made me feel like I have a place here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been really incredible.
Stephanie Gottesman and Tracy Henning Kohlberg are co-founders of Women Are Fort Wayne. Thank you so much for sharing your wonderful story with us today, you two. Well done, and good luck on the journey.
Thank you so much,
Julia.
That was an arts and culture interview by WBOI's Julia Meek. You can find more of Julia's arts-driven reporting at WBOI.org and on the WBOI Facebook page.